morning and welcome to Radio Rehab. Your host this morning will be Miss Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Warrick County Court Substance Abuse Program. Like all our talk programs, we encourage you to call in to 424-1400 or 1-888-846-7867. This is a brand new program that we hope you'll definitely enjoy. And now, Radio Rehab with Lisa Seif.
Good morning, Tri-State. Welcome back to Radio Rehab. Again, another group of incredibly strong guests and experts in their field are going to share with us today. Shatika, Sarita, and Vera are here to talk to us about all their experiences and ideas and research around substance abuse and tobacco in our community and some of the things they do around those issues. So I'm excited to have them. Don't hesitate to call 424-1400. Nothing's below the belt. They are all trained in prevention and treatment of substance abuse issues. They've been through it with their friends, their family, their neighborhood, and their church and their jobs. So we're here to have that discussion. So welcome back today. I'll start off kicking it off to Sarita, who is the tobacco prevention czar in our community. And you know, we don't talk a lot about tobacco on Radio Rehab, so I'm glad to have you here today.
Thank you.
Thank you. So how are you?
Fine. And you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What do you think about all this stuff?
Well, I think that tobacco is an issue that we still need to address. You know, when you asked me to come on the show, you know, we automatically think of illegal drugs and alcohol, but tobacco is key, and we still have to address that issue very much so. It is very harmful to the entire community, whether you're black, white, rich, poor. It is something that is affecting us all in a very bad way.
Do you all think tobacco use has gone down, and the curiosity and the glamour of tobacco use? Do you think it's changed with all the efforts you've put out in the community?
Somewhat, but
I would agree.
You think so, Shatika? It has changed?
To some extent. I would say at least for maybe some youth, especially the age of onset, and the numbers that we have served over the years has increased, which is a good thing. And I think also, too, with the education of how harmful tobacco really is, because there's research out there now. It's not even about secondhand smoke. There's third-hand smoke.
When
a smoker,
you're kidding.
Smokes in their home, it can get in their clothes, in the carpet, furniture, linens, things like that. And those carcinogens and all of the harmful ingredients in tobacco is remaining and lingers in those items in your home, your car.
Wow.
And yes.
Well, I lost both my parents to cancer and just lost one of my best friends at 47 years old to cancer, probably tobacco related. What do we need to do? What's holding us up here with this?
Education is key. Education and prevention, but definitely with educating our community on how we are targeted. Everyone is a target, especially the youth, because they are looked at as replacement smokers. You just said it. You lost both parents. Mm-hmm. You lost a best friend. They have to have someone to replace that. And the tobacco companies spend millions of dollars marketing to our youth. Now, because smoking itself is an issue within the community or becoming an issue, they're now creating new products that don't seem as harmful or, you know, as annoying as smoking does, but they're still just as deadly.
You know, doesn't seem as intrusive as the smoke in your face, but they're, like the chew, the athlete, you see everybody chewing.
Well, they now have new things called orbs and strips and like toothpick type deals that have what, three times as much nicotine.
A toothpick?
Yeah.
It's a toothpick.
Yeah.
How much do those cost? Are they as how much is a pack of cigarettes now? I don't even know what they cost. You were saying $5 a pack?
About $5 a pack for a pretty, you know, major brand.
And is this something in the black community as well, the tobacco?
Definitely.
Mess.
I think minorities are still targeted today just as much as they were, you know, years ago. And I know several years ago they had the Cool Mix campaign.
Yeah.
Where they were targeting, you know, minority with hip-hop with a hip-hop message, and you could actually collect, you know, I think the turntables, you know, different panels and things like that, turntables, but they were on the back of the tobacco boxes.
Jeez. But everyone is targeted.
It's
everyone is targeted.
Tricky.
Yeah, because even now with not only the Cool Mix campaign targeting the hip-hop, there's a campaign with Camel to target women.
See, I remember Camel Joe, and they got rid of Camel Joe.
Well, now they have Camel number 9, you know, and they have Pink.
My goodness.
So they're playing off those feminine, you know, things that women like. They have them small enough to fit inside a compact purse. You know,
remember in our day, Vera, the Eve cigarette where they had the art around the filter? Do you remember that?
Yes,
that was,
I remember.
The attraction to women,
yes,
getting caught smoking. So you're the mama of this crew.
Yes.
What do you think mothers should do, or fathers? It's Father's Day. How can we empower parents to keep an eye on this with their kids, whether they're smoking or chewing? Or
I think that what you have to do is really stay involved with your kids and know what they're doing, and, you know, make time to be with them and spend time with them, because even though knowledge is the key, it's also a choice, and you have to also be an example for them.
Role modeling.
Yes, you have to be an example. Role modeling is the key.
So parents that smoke and tell their kids don't smoke.
Exactly. That does not work. They
don't work,
do what they see you do. You can't say, do what I, you know, don't
do what,
do
I,
what
say.
I say.
Right, the old line.
Yeah, but don't do what I do, because that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to do what they see you do, because they want to try it out too, you know, and you have to be that role model, be that example for them.
And I would definitely agree. And, I mean, it's just like the Carver Community Organization, they sponsored a speaker to come in, Sterling Barr, and he was talking about how his little brother began smoking at the age of 8, and it was all because he saw his parents do it.
Sure.
And when his parents would put their cigarettes down, he would go right behind them, pick the cigarette up, and begin smoking, and probably by the time that he was 9 or 10, he was already addicted.
My God, that's elementary school.
Yes.
So by Vera saying that we, you know, parents have to be role models, our children are watching what we do. They are not really, they do pay attention to what we say, but it's really more important about what we do. So we have to make sure if we're saying to them, don't smoke, then we can't smoke and let them see that. So
is there this attitude that you're a bad parent if you smoke? That you, I mean, do you guys think if a parent, I mean, that's an addiction too, I think, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not.
And I think that's the important issue, is to always get across in your messaging, whether or not you're a parent, whether or not you're working in substance abuse or any type of way, is to always teach whomever it is, whether or not it's a child or an adult, that the person themselves, they're not bad. It's just that their addiction is that, and you realize the power of that addiction. I know, you know, you have that experience with other drugs and how powerful those addictions can be, but nicotine is probably the most powerful addiction. It's the hardest to quit.
It's the one that's real steady on your pocket at all times, that's for sure.
And so making sure that that's clear to people is that you're not bad. It's just that you have a bad habit.
Bad
and
problem.
How can you change what you do? How can we as a society help change those social norms so that you no longer think of tobacco as glamorous, or that, you know, you don't think that everyone's doing it?
And I know a lot of awesome good people that smoke cigarettes and are good role models to their kids.
Yes.
Except, you can't expect they won't smoke if you smoke.
And I think it's too, because smoking tobacco, I mean, that's legal. If you're smoking a cigarette, you're not going to get arrested for that.
You can't get popped for nicotine driving.
Exactly. You can go right in the store and buy, you know, if you're 18 years old, you know, you can go in and purchase tobacco and it's totally legal. But what people have to realize is the negative, harmful effects that it does to your body.
And now we are too smart. There's so much information out there. It's just time for us to make better decisions and better choices
Know,
with the information that we have, because it doesn't do any good to have the information and don't use it.
Right. And it's got to be repetition, not just one speaker a year come in and
Well, it's just, I mean, it's as simple as, you know, like she said, too much information. It's just like lead paint. You know, you found out how bad it was, quit making lead paint, quit, you know, and tear down old buildings that have it. It's the same thing with tobacco.
Well, remember how we used to just cover our skin with oil? Mm-hmm. And now they found out, my God, you get burned, that skin cancer, so people don't cover their skin with oil anymore. It's all sunscreen.
Yes.
So, yeah, information changes minds, I guess.
And I think, too, you know, even with a change like that, to change people's mindsets and the mentality, it takes a while. But I think that those in prevention, that we have to be consistent, mm-hmm. that we have to... you know, continue in the work that we're doing, because it does take a while to change people's attitudes and beliefs around certain issues, especially if that's how they have been, you know, from the beginning of time or,
sure.
you know, since they were, you know, of age to have their ideas about things.
A lot of times, too, I think people, sometimes I think they don't want to do what you say because you're saying it. And they think you're trying to tell them what to do.
Mm-hmm. It's my
but
right.
We're not trying mm-hmm. to, you know, tell you what to do out there. We're just saying that we know that it's harmful. You know, we've seen how it affects the body, the mind, and everything. So that's why we're here today, because we care about you and we love you. You know, we're not trying to tell you what to do. You know, you do have a right and you are of age. But, you know, sometimes we all make, you know, difficult choices, and sometimes it just helps us to have somebody saying, you know, it's okay, you made a mistake, you know, just get up and try it again, you know.
You know, Vera, you reminded me, you know, the cigarette issue has created a lot of divisiveness, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what we need to do.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we can go get help and support in our 12-step meetings for drinking and drugging. Where do people go that want to stop smoking cigarettes? Is there anywhere that addresses the addiction piece? That it's not just knowing the health, but that the addiction, people are really compulsively smoking and can't stop because of their addiction. Can you go anywhere and get help for addiction to cigarettes?
There are quite a few places that offer cessation.
There are?
The health department is one that starts, and I know that through Carver and the Empty Pack Coalition and Smoke Free Communities, they were offering cessation classes, as well as
Great.
Many employers are now doing that. Especially the hospitals, Deaconess and St. Mary's, have some great support
smoking cessation programs.
And a lot of employers are now making that a part of their benefit package or chain, you know, and allowing their employees to have that opportunity. Hey, we're not going to raise your insurance premium if you start. You know,
so some incentives.
Some incentives, definitely.
We might have a Nicotine Anonymous one of these days. It's
not?
An addiction.
Why not?
Yeah, it's seriously an addiction.
It really is.
And I believe most people that smoke heavily want to quit.
Yes. Oh, yeah. All the surveys that have been done, I think 70% of smokers that smoke want to quit.
Sure.
And so it's just being able to.
Yeah, and having that support to do it. And I am amazed at how many young people do smoke now, too.
Yeah, you're never too old to start over. You know,
that's
sometimes
right.
Sometimes people think because they made a mistake, they just stay there, but don't wallow there.
Right.
It's okay to get up and start over again.
And admit you need help, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
Well, great. Don't go away, Tri-State. We've had an interesting discussion this morning with people that have been out in this business for a long, long time, talking mainly about tobacco. Don't go away, though. We're going to take a few-minute break and come back to 424-1400 Radio Rehab.
Hey, you. Yeah, you listening to the radio. It's me again. Have you got that HIV test yet? As I mentioned before, if you have put yourself at risk by having unprotected sex with more than one person or used IV drugs, guess what? You've put yourself at risk for HIV. Make that appointment today by calling the Vandenberg County Health Department at 435-5683 or stop by 420 East Mulberry. It's that easy. Remember, everything is confidential. No one has to know you've gotten the test unless you tell them, so do it. What do you have to lose except maybe your life or your partner's life? When in doubt, get checked out.
The State Farm Home Run Derby is Monday, July 13th at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. And State Farm wants to see you there. Visit State Farm agents Matt Pairboom, Pam Lentz, and Randy Robertson in Evansville, or any local participating State Farm agent by June 26th, and enter to win two tickets to the Home Run Derby. And watch the boys of summer knock them out of Busch Stadium in celebration of America's favorite summer pastime. So visit agents Matt Pairboom, Pam Lentz, and Randy Robertson in Evansville today, and enter to win. Four lucky winners will each win two tickets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You're listening to Radio Rehab, the most informative substance abuse program on the airways. Your host is Lisa Seif, who's the director of the Ward County Court Substance Abuse Program. You can pick up the phone right now and give Lisa a call at 812-424-1400, or if you're outside of Evansville, it's 1-888-846-7867. Radio Rehab, and now here's Lisa Seif.
Welcome back. We are talking to Shatika and Sarita and Veris, three women that have been out in the trenches working in the substance abuse arena for a long, long time. We've been talking mainly this morning about tobacco, and now we're going to wrap up the tobacco discussion and go into some very interesting facts they've discovered and some research they've done. Do you all want to say anything just in a couple sentences to conclude the tobacco discussion?
Well, I would just encourage everyone that is a tobacco user to seek help, to know that you need help, but to know that there's help out there.
There's a quit line.
Oh, is there a quit line?
As well.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
1-800-QUIT-NOW.
Uh-huh. And you can sign up through that agency, which is sponsored by the Indiana Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Agency. They even offer free nicotine replacement.
Awesome.
And a quit line coach that will coach you through trying to quit and figure out, you know, are you ready to quit within the next 30 days, and what kind of supportive services can we give you? And these are all trained respiratory therapists and all trained people to give you a call back and give you the support that you need.
That's great.
During your time.
Awesome. It keeps their dignity intact.
Yes.
I don't like to see anybody addicted get attacked.
Yes.
Or feel they're less than because
yes.
they're addicted. So 1-800
quit now.
Wow, Sarita, thank you. That's good to know.
And I would just like to say, it's okay to go for help. It's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with going for help. You know,
why
you
do we resist that?
I don't know. I don't know if it's an embarrassing thing, but it's mm-hmm. okay to go for help. You know, that's not a dumb decision. That's a smart decision, a very smart decision. And plus, it prolongs your life with your family and
yeah.
your friends. And because of the secondhand and the thirdhand smoke, it prolongs more than just your life.
Yes.
Also, it prolongs a lot of people that are surrounded by your life, too, you know.
So don't be afraid to ask for help.
Don't be afraid to
ask
for help. And get support. Whatever
I think sometimes, I know with alcoholism, mm-hmm. oh, here's a question. They don't want to ask for help because it might work.
Okay.
We've got a caller. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
This is Johnny calling.
Hi, Johnny.
I was just curious, isn't tobacco a gateway drug for other substances?
Great question. Thanks, Johnny. I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Is it a gateway for real, or are they just saying that?
Yes, it is.
It is a gateway.
Most people, once you get into any type of substance abuse prevention, more often than not, the statistic that person, when they give you their story, is that they started off with tobacco. The guest speaker that Shatika mentioned earlier, Sterling Barr, he talked about his brother starting smoking at the age of 8. And when he actually ended up in jail, he said it was because of the cigarettes. And he was like, no, you were high off pills and alcohol, and you were so high you didn't realize you were across the street from your house when you tried to rob a store. But he said, no, because I started with the cigarettes, lying to mom and dad about taking
a puff. Sneaky behavior.
He said, I started stealing from them. He said, you know, it predisposed to me.
That's true.
So
it sets you up.
Yeah. So when I moved on to the harder things, you know, it was only like a natural mm-hmm. progression.
Yeah. Hmm. Is that what your research has shown in your report too, Shatika?
Most definitely.
Tobacco's really in there.
Tobacco. Hmm. Tobacco is one of the three gateway drugs, tobacco, alcohol, and marijuana. But most youth start off with one of those three or a combination of them. And most often it's alcohol and tobacco, and then it progresses, you know, to
to harder drugs.
Do you think our community, and you could share some of your research, has almost gotten a little apathetic about tobacco, marijuana, smoking, and are more concerned about meth and crack cocaine and the pharmaceuticals?
I think so.
That's sad.
And we still need to pay attention and increase our efforts even in those and be consistent in the efforts, you know, to prevent youth from smoking tobacco, from drinking alcohol, using marijuana, because it leads to those other drugs.
It sure does.
To meth.
Absolutely.
Leads to cocaine. It leads to heroin addiction.
Yes.
And so I think if we continue on that path of prevention, even for those gateway drugs, then we will decrease, I believe, the use for the other harder drugs,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah, I think so, too. Everybody we've talked to on Radio Rehab that went into crack or hard opiates or any alcohol started with
tobacco.
Or marijuana.
Yeah.
So, good. We're on the right path. Slow but sure.
Yes.
Just making a difference one person at a time. And I'm so glad to hear there's places tobacco smokers can go for help.
Mm-hmm.
I just buried my dearest friend, 47 years old, and she, the whole last several months, kept saying, I wish I'd have never smoked again, and she didn't want to smoke. She was addicted.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad it's being looked at as an addiction. Shatika, your report, the EPI report, sounds interesting for us to mention on Radio Rehab, too.
Yes, it's called the Epidemiological Report.
Boy, you can say that whole word. I just said epi to make it simple.
It's quite a big word, but we call it epi for short. And what the report actually, it looks at the prevalence of drugs and alcohol use, also the risk factors that are in our community and the protective factors in the community.
Is this just Vandenberg County?
Vandenberg County.
Okay.
Vandenberg County.
From Deal Consulting?
Yes, we contracted with Deal Evaluation and Consulting Services.
You're awesome. They're very thorough.
Yes, it was through a grant. It's called the Strategic Prevention Framework State Incentive Grant through the Office of the Governor. Yes, a lot of big words.
Yes. BIPSIG for short.
Yes, BIPSIG EPI report.
All right. Well, what did it tell us?
Well, what it basically told us, it just gave us some hard numbers behind, you know, some of the use in the community. One of the numbers for our college students, the CORE Institute Alcohol and Drug Survey that is conducted for college students, the report stated that 80%, roughly 80% of college students in Vandenberg County have used alcohol within the last month.
80%. You're talking like 18 to 24-year-olds?
18 to 24-year-olds. Mm-hmm.
Out of 10.
Yes.
Mm. That's alarming.
Yes. And really because for those 18 to 20, they're not even legal
right
to drink alcohol. So, yes, very large, very high number, and that was very shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
The binge drinking rate for the college-age student was about 37%. And we define binge drinking as five or more drinks in one setting.
For a
2 weeks.
Guy. Right, four for a girl. Oh, five for both genders.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the way we've defined
sure
it in the report. Yes.
30% are drinking.
37.
Almost 40.
Five drinks at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So what are the risk factors in our community and the protective factors? Have they identified those, or are you all working on that?
Well, we're still in the process of identifying some things, but I think one of the key things is that we have a lot of great institutions here and organizations and companies that work well with prevention up through the 12th grade. But there's not a consistent message for those college students,
how they
can get help, what to do, not to start, and continuing on with what we've taught them from K through 12. So it's kind of like, yeah, you're an adult, but you still maybe your mind is not through developing. And that's
right
the whole purpose of us saying that you can't drink till you're 21 because of the scientific things like Vera mentioned earlier. We know more now.
Yes.
So now we have to continue on with that messaging as well as with the help You mentioned the help earlier. We have to be consistent with that and offering those students a place to go and to feel welcome and the opportunity to try again if they've already started down a different path that they shouldn't have.
And, you know, Shatik and I have done Teen Power. You too, Sarita. And you know, Teen Power does help keep the kids in a culture of sobriety and yes, chemically free in high school. But a lot of them, when they go back to college,
mm-hmm, it's a different atmosphere.
Oh, my God. It used to be just weekends. Now it's every day.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Because there are no parents
in that college.
You know, uh-huh, the security, you know, on campus. I mean, take USI, for example. I believe that their enrollment is maybe up to about 6,000 or so.
Yeah.
You're not going to have that many security officers,
no,
you know, that can manage that many.
And if
students,
80% of those kids are using alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And even to make sure that policies and procedures are in place.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, this was an example of what happens if a kid comes to class drunk. You know, what is your protocol for, mm-hmm, that? Do you send them out and risk the chance of them getting
probably
in a car?
Not.
And or do you call security? Do you call...
I
These
wonder.
Types of issues
yeah.
need to be addressed and put in place.
And teach them how to address it
yes.
in a dignified way.
Yes.
And what we want to do too, Lisa, we're into prevention.
Yes.
We want to encourage parents to start out with prayer.
Prayer. That's so powerful.
In the home.
Yes.
And reading the Word of God to your children when they are at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what's going to prevent a lot of the bad decisions that we make a lot of times, that will prevent it. You know, we don't have to think about treatment if we prevent it.
Right.
You know, so that's what we really want to encourage people to do.
Pray together. Play together.
Yes.
Pray together.
It's so important and critical.
Enroll and live it.
Yes. Yes.
Not just say the prayer, live the prayer.
Mm-hmm. That word will keep you when nothing else will. So.
Mm-hmm.
The Word of God will
and
keep
that's
you.
The strength that helps a lot of us
yes.
stay clean and sober
yes.
a day at a
yes.
time, and it'll work with tobacco too.
That's
I think.
How we're here today.
Yep,
yes,
and
because
I think,
of the Word of God, you know, because of the Lord that's in our life, you know, that's the only thing that have kept us this far and have kept us clean. I'll say it like that. You know,
a loving God,
kept us
yeah,
clean. Yes.
Power greater than ourselves,
uh-huh,
for sure.
Yes.
Thank God, this
yes.
world isn't just left to us.
Yes.
What a great message for Father's Day.
We want to say Happy Father's Day, too, by the way.
Okay.
Coming from all of us women, we want to say Happy Father's Day.
Honey, you can say Happy Father's Day in that microphone, too, if you want to. You're only 7, but we love to hear from a child to say Happy Father's Day to all the fathers. Go ahead. You can end us with that.
Happy Father's Day.
Awesome. Well, Radio Rehab, what a great show today. Wonderful people out there doing the deal. Keep prayer in your life for our fathers
yes.
and for all of us. And maybe we can continue working together to make it a healthier
want to say
world.
Too, job well done to all of those that are working in prevention, all of the agencies. I don't want to call anyone's name because I
There's
might
so
forget
many.
Some.
Yeah.
But if you're a prevention worker or you work with youth or even adults and you're being a role model, I would just say continue doing what you're doing. Congratulations. Well done to you.
And so. To those in treatment and intervention as well.
Yeah.
Because
awesome.
Although we want to prevent it, there are those that are already struggling. So
struggling,
we
yes.
continue to pray for you all as well as that you may lead and guide those people out of their addiction.
Awesome.
And thanks, Lisa, for having this show, because I believe that lives, even though, you know, it's just a few minutes that we can share, you know, different things on Saturday morning, I believe that, you know, God is even in the midst and he's working. And so we'll be praying for you, too.
Well, thank you.
And he is still a healer. He's still
That's
a healer.
That's right.
You know.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you get into. If you just believe him and trust him, he can deliver.
God is everywhere.
Say that.
So thank you all. And no help is available. And we'll be back next week for Radio Rehab. And we'll have you all back again for sure. Don't forget, between now and Saturday, do the next right thing.
The Pump, 1400 AM, WEOA, Evansville, Henderson. To all the